So, I had noticed that the YouTube channel, The Vigilant Christian, has been going through quite a bit with the message that he's trying to put out and this evidence that he tries to show to his viewers. And he realized today that all his videos had got demonetized, or a majority of them had got demonetized. And well, I watch them because they're interesting. I have this whole understanding of reality and how humans like kind of capture it, where our reasoning is this thing that we use to relate things together. A really good example is I was watching a Jordan Peterson interview where the person interviewing him was like, "Well, you seem to like go around things and then at the end you tie them together." And well, I noticed that in some of his lectures, he kind of like rambles on and rambles on and then somehow finds a way to pull in that sensibility at the end. And I feel that that's a talent, really. It's that sophism when I'm talking about John Butler, and I'm talking about myself. When I used to do that, it's a way of thinking and seeing things. We even realize that on a day-to-day, when we're talking about the coincidences and the meaning in life and how we related these incidents and imagery together to imply something, or something greater is implying something to us. And it's just something that we do. I feel that we shouldn't really look into that and begin to pull meaning from it. Instead, we're understanding something about the mind and what it wants, right? Because it does want that, whether or not that is real or not. And it's definitely something to consider when you're investigating reality and you're saying, or you're pulling philosophy together and you're making these reasonings and these justifications as to why you feel the way you feel. And it is very artistic in essence, and in its nature it's very artistic how we do it. And yeah, so upon realizing that, I don't go through the coincidence. It does happen every now and then where in a roundabout kind of my own way, it occurs, and I see that now as an extension of myself, but it doesn't happen in the same way that it used to. Another thing is that, with this person's channel being taken down, he's looking to his fans to support him, and I feel that an issue with our understanding of things when we try to understand them is, instead of doing this like raw investigation purely of our own, like of our own ability to understand it and grasp and our own way of thinking, we look out, into literature and, to the sciences and stuff, and we like adopt their tools and their thinking. And you're really not gonna end up anywhere unique, and I'm not saying that it has to be unique, but I am saying that, especially things about God, where it's like some pure thing on its own, it does seem a little, it does make it tricky to understand when we're looking to people that are very hypervigilant. And that happens to me sometimes where, where it becomes like this dramatic thing. And, you know, we adopt their fears and their concerns and their ideas. And my old cast, where I talk about why I'm a nihilist, that's one of the reasons why I feel that we should look at everything as an art. And that's really important, especially when we're looking at other people's construction of their idea of reality or their idea of God and how he works through things. That artistic aspect that I also understood when I was discovering the nature of synchronicity and coincidence really helped me to be able to decipher and react better. Especially, it helps me to react when I'm exposed to this kind of information. There's definitely an error in all of that, so I pay pretty close attention to this project on YouTube. It's called Carbonation TV, and it's all orchestrated by this man that goes by Nature Boy, Master Teacher, and with their justification for what they're doing. It has a lot to do with self-serving kind of things, you know, when we look into the world and we want to hold a certain idea, we want to hold our biasness, we can use reason to justify that. It's very simple to do it, which is also what I was talking about when I was bringing up nihilism. Is a lot of religion is like that, and a lot of people use religion for that sort of platform. And I think that's pretty destructive, you know, because it can never be a universal thing. And that doesn't really help humanity out. It only helps certain people out, which that's only going to bring hatred. So how can that be of goodness? People are, I feel that, that basis of neutrality when you are in nihilism, like, Jordan Peterson is not in nihilism. He has very clever ways of justifying far right idealism, which is a little problematic. But we can really use things to our advantage. Sometimes we can really use reason to our advantage, and it can be very destructive. But when we're thinking about things like God, and when we're thinking of things like truth, they're more objective and more universal and applied to everyone, because just having the basis that like things are not in order when everything is obviously supposed to be in order, you know, there's an order, a natural order to things, and that, you know, that could also be an error to say that. To assume that because nature is in order, it means that we're in order, that we are, you know, we can't deny that we are of this same material as everything else, but it's all complicated, no matter which direction you go, and a lot of people try to apply science to these things, and it sounds great, and something that we can grasp, but then there's that elusive spirituality to everything, and this mysticism that, you know, this veil over, you know, our eyes that we can't ignore. And there's so much going on, often in the investigation to the point of insanity and discomfort, no matter which direction you go, no matter if you're coming from this Christian direction or you're coming from any kind of direction. So I do feel that the pursuit is a really strange game, and I feel that we really need to, well, no one needs to do anything. I hate when I talk like that, but a pure understanding of our own, that might not even be a good. It's really difficult. It's complicated, all around. But for me personally, to discover my pure idea, which will be difficult because I've been in academic philosophy for a few years, like three, and before that I studied biology, and freelance studied the occult, studied religion freelance, stuff like that, and I already have these preconceived. I already have these notions already and how my thoughts are going to be directed, which, might be useful, might not. And I'm, in order to separate myself from everything I've learned, it might be a process in and of itself. And I do want to retain some of it, definitely, but not all of it. There's quite a bit that influenced me in a negative way because it was sound and in the moment it's what I needed to hear, but I discard thinking like that. Like, I don't want that anymore. Well, thank you guys for listening again, and sorry I haven't recorded in a while. School is definitely very, very taxing, emotionally and physically, and I appreciate you guys. Whoever you are, whatever is going on with you that you'd listen to any of this. But thank you. Hey guys, this is an episode from early 2018. It's about how I felt about reason at the time. Thank you for listening and enjoy.